Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, where we don't sugarcoat the truth. We cast out shame and we say the hard things out loud because healing doesn't come from hiding. I am your host, Brandon Lynette, and today's episode, this is for the parts of you that are still carrying the grief that you never got to name. This is for the rage that you labeled rebellion, the sadness that you called ungrateful, the disappointment that you wrapped in Bible verses instead of really bringing it to the cross. So here's the thing. If you've been spiritually gaslighting yourself into silence, into performance, into pretending that you're fine when you're really just fucking exhausted, this is your altar moment. So we're going to burn it down. We're the month of burn. We're in the month of burn. Let's name what's been buried. Let's let God meet us where it hurts, not just where it looks holy. Okay. So I just want you to know, like, my little disclaimer today is that you aren't lazy. I want to make that very clear. You're not broken. You're not behind. You are grieving something that your mind won't let you name. But your body has not forgotten, okay? The body literally keeps the score. So if you're feeling some kind of way, you got some shit going on, this is stuff that's really going to help you through that, okay? This is written for the version of you that is that deep feeling, big believer, but you're still stuck in patterns that you can't pray your way out of. And so this episode is the grief that you refuse to name. You're not stuck. You're just grieving what you never got to have. You know, you keep saying that you're fine. You keep pushing through with different verses and mantras, right? God's got me. But inside, you feel like something broke and you never got to heal. So that's why we did this episode for the grief you never got to name. You know, the missed seasons of your life, the dreams that you've talked yourself out of, you know? There is a version of you that should have been seen, that should have felt safe, who should have felt supported, but actually never was. And if you've ever used scripture to silence your sadness instead of bringing it to the cross, this is something I'm very guilty of. I am in my second year of reading the Bible every day. And you guys, I weaponized scripture against myself and I used it to gaslight myself. And while my relationship with Christ really has never been better, the relationship with myself is not reflecting that. And I've seen that. So I really want to save you from doing what I did, right? Because I mean, literally my nervous system is fried from overfunction and I called that faith. I'm exhausted from being this strong one and still wondering why I feel numb and I'm constantly stuck, right? Like this is your altar. We're going to talk about how we spiritually gaslight ourselves with those verses that we were never meant to weaponize. We're going to talk about why grief isn't just about loss. It's really about becoming. I will include a three-step letting go ritual to release the identity, that expectation, like the burden you were never meant to carry. If you get my emails, there is a PDF here. I uploaded a PDF workbook. I just learned how to do this. Okay. I'm so excited. I uploaded a workbook for you guys to be able to have that with the episode. So that is there. You can print that out or at least just look at it and have the questions ready. But we're here for a prophetic reframe. Your tears are anointed. Your rage is holy and your grief is proof that you love deeply. I want this to hit you straight into the soul. And it's not just about crying over death or breakups. It's about everything you've ever buried because life didn't give you time to feel it. Okay. I want to help you learn to finally name that invisible weight, like that fog, that fatigue, that sense of why do I feel like I'm not all there? That's unprocessed grief, not just from trauma, but identity changes, missed opportunities, lost dreams, even just becoming a different version of you. This episode puts language to the ache. Okay. We named that invisible weight by getting radically honest about what we're still carrying that never got the verbiage. Like we didn't connect the language to it. We just silenced it because of survival or spiritual bypassing. And that's how do we call that out of the darkness and into the light? How do you do that? Like you ask yourself, what is this heaviness actually made of? And listen, bitch, we're not going to just stop at I'm tired or I'm overwhelmed. It's ask yourself the really deep questions. Is this the weight of expectations I never agreed to? Is this grief for a version of me that never got to live? Is this pressure from roles I didn't choose but felt obligated to fill? Ask yourself maybe, is this sadness I never voiced because I thought it would make me look weak? Or is this spiritual exhaustion from pretending that I trust God more than I actually do? Guilty. And I talked about it. I just didn't realize how much I'm living in that level of untrust. You know, invisible weight always has a name. It's been hiding behind that survival. It's hiding behind the strength and the silence. You know, there is an unspeakable sentence that you can write. The truth is, I'm still carrying blank because of blank. Very simple. No judgment, no filter. You don't have to try to be noble or grateful or healed. The truth is, I'm still carrying the fear that I'll never be enough because my worth was always tied to performance. The truth is, I'm still carrying guilt for choosing myself because I was raised to self-abandon in the name of love. The truth is, I'm still carrying grief for the woman I never became because I never felt safe enough to let her out. Whatever the truth is for you, you've got to say it out loud. And I know that it does feel like a gut punch. Some of this is brutal. But that's how you know that it's real. We've got to stop moralizing that pain. Like, you're not wrong for being tired. You're not sinful for being angry. You're not disobedient for feeling disappointed. Pain doesn't mean you're broken. It means that you're alive and awake in a world that numbs people out of their God-given fire. And naming the weight does not make you a victim. No victim status here. It makes you a truth teller. And the truth is going to be what really sets you free. You've got to stop gaslighting yourself with that spiritual bypassing. You know the lines I'm talking about. Everything happens for a reason. Just be grateful. God's got this. All true and all sometimes used as permission to never process the pain. This is why I'm lovingly calling this shit out. And you have to rip the band-aid off because this is costing your healing every damn day. You're using truth to silence your humanity. You feel sad. You feel tired. You feel betrayed. And then we've trained our brain to say, don't grow weary in doing good. Be anxious for nothing. Rejoice in the Lord always. And like what you're really telling yourself, the underlying, if you read between the lines, it means if you were holy, you wouldn't feel this way. So you shove it down, you stuff the sadness, you call your depression disobedience. And that's not spiritual discipline. This is self-abandonment, and you're putting Jesus' name on that. You're weaponizing trust as a muscle. Like you're taught to trust God, but what you internalize is shut up and don't question it. And what is the truth? If you look at David, look at Job, look at Jesus, they all wept, they all screamed, they all wrestled, they all questioned, they all begged, and God called them to righteousness. Why do we shame ourselves for needing a moment to fall apart? Saying God's got it isn't peace if what you really mean is I'm not allowed to break. This is when you're using that spiritual language to emotionally avoid. It sounds holy. It looks faithful. Underneath, you're silencing yourself in Jesus' name. You have to go all the way in. You can't hold back. You can't hide behind the spiritual mask. You ask for truth, and I'm giving you the fire. I'm giving you the match, and I'm doing this in love. Your full mirror. Somewhere you learned that feeling bad equals being bad. So every time you're anxious, every time you're heartbroken, every time you're angry, every time you're exhausted, you're apologizing to God. But listen, let me make this very clear. This is a little truth that you may not understand. Jesus never rebuked emotion, he rebuked pretending. He wept, he sweated blood, he flipped tables, he asked God why he felt abandoned. If you're trying to faith your way out of feelings that God gave you, that is not surrender, that is the spiritual gaslighting. Instead of letting yourself feel grief and anger and confusion and fear, you're slapping a verse on it like a band-aid, and then you're calling it faith. God works all things for good. Yeah, I agree 100%. That is something I tell myself all the time. But did you let yourself mourn what wasn't good? The joy of the Lord is my strength. That is also very true. But joy is not a substitute for emotional honesty. When you're bypassing the emotion and skip straight to the God's got to answer, you're short-circuiting every process that God wants you to walk through. Healing requires presence, not pretending. Stop performing for your healing. Are we getting the theme of this week? It's all been an act. It's all been an act. We want presence, not pretending. When you say God's got it, you're probably feeling pretty unseen and unsupported. When I've said it's fine, I trust the process, I am really pissed off it didn't go my way. Maybe you're feeling like when you say you need to surrender, what you really mean is I'm shutting down and giving up. When I thought it was spiritual warfare, I was avoiding responsibility and emotions that I didn't want to face. When you say everything happens for a reason, you're too afraid to admit how bad it hurt. When I tell myself God must be teaching me something, I feel punished, not parented. When we say I'm just waiting on God, when your next step terrifies you and you're hoping delay equals safety, be anxious for nothing. This is when we're literally drowning in unspoken anxiety and shame. It's that grief. We've been so afraid to fully feel our grief in front of God, that deep, soul-splitting, identity-shifting grief. And this hurts. This is painful. This process, like, I cannot explain the emotional feeling I got when I broke this open. It was in my core, just a solid ache. I felt the heartbreak in my heart, the emptiness in my stomach. To realize all the grief I've been packing away. And it's not just over losses, but it's over what you never got to live. And you carry ungrieved versions of yourself in your nervous system. You carry this, and then you have it packed in there like a little ghost in a locked room. The version of you that didn't get to be light, carefree, or fully supported. The little girl who had to get strong instead of getting nurtured. The woman who built empires with a limp and never said, this fucking hurts. You grieve other people's pain more than you have your own. You cry for them, but rarely let yourself cry as you. When is the last time you let yourself cry as you? Somewhere along the way, it felt disloyal to heal. You catch yourself saying those things. It's fine. God's got it. You're secretly resentful. I'm blessed, but you're deeply grieving. I just need to be grateful, but your heart is breaking. I know I'm just in a test, but you feel abandoned and numb. I want you to pause. And I want you to ask this question. And this is probably the most important question that I'm going to put out today. I want you to ask yourself when you are trying to gaslight yourself, am I using this to connect with God or to avoid myself? God wants the truth, not performance. Wants the truth, not performance. You need permission to grieve. You have it. I give you permission to grieve the girl that you had to outgrow to survive. I give you permission to grieve the peace you never felt while pretending everything was fine. This is your permission to grieve the moments that you needed rescued and God didn't show up the way you expected. This is for you to grieve the expectations that crushed you while everyone thought you were chosen and anointed. Permission to grieve the seasons where you led while starving, spoke while breaking, while you gave from an empty cup. You've performed resurrection without giving your old self a proper burial. And I've done this over and over to the point where this was my moment. I can either really break this down and move, or I'm going to throw in the towel and give up on everything. You can't keep doing that. We are here to break this down. We are here for a rebirth. But you can't perform a resurrection and come back to life if you do not have that funeral. You have permission to grieve it now. No more shoving it down. You have to offer it up. What is the difference? Suppression says I shouldn't feel this. I need to fix it to be spiritual. And surrender, okay? Surrender says, God, I feel this fully. I trust you can hold it with me. That's what a relationship with Christ looks like in the trenches. Tears on the bathroom floor. Whispers of, I don't know what I'm doing. None of us fucking know what we're doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. Rage is saying, This should have never happened, but you still show up raw and undone, and you say that, and you say, here I am, God, I'm still yours. If you came to my life right now from the outside looking in, you would be like, holy shit, she really has it together. My life has never been more of a mess. Nothing has ever been more undone than it is now. My spirit is shaken to the core in shambles because I'm feeling the feelings. And there's that terrifying feeling of like, I don't know what I'm doing, but am I ever going to know what I'm doing? And that feeling of like, what if I never fucking know what I'm doing? What if I never know? That's faith. You don't need to know. You just have to trust. If you really called yourself out this week, what would surrender, not suppression, look like for you? Like real embodied, non-toxic surrender. What would that look like? Because you have shit to step into. You have potential to step into. You have a business to launch. You have shit to do. Okay. You're stepping into your potential this week because you know June, we're burning it down and we're starting our rebirth. So, how does it look if you are not performing, but you're showing up in truth? If you are really, truly going to surrender, I'm going to tell you what it looks like because it's exactly what the fuck I'm doing right now. You're going to speak before you're polished. You're going to record and write and post from the truth, not performance. I'm taking you guys through one of the hardest weeks I've ever gone through. This is what that looks like afterwards. And I'm sharing that, the messy, unpolished version. Not performing, it is the truth of how broken I really am. What does it look like for you this week? It means resting when the shame says you didn't earn it. Choose Sabbath as an act of war against hustle demons. Do it. I dare you. Just rest. Rest. Feel your full sadness without rushing into reframing it. For the first time, I'm going to say these words to you. And I know you guys are going to freak out. So I hope you're not driving because I want you to wreck. Okay. I want for you to feel that full sadness without rushing into reframing. And when I've taught you to reframe something, we usually journal it. I'm telling you right now, don't journal it away. I did a whole week of this without touching my journal. Feel the sadness without reframing, no journaling it away. I want you just to sit with it. Sit with it. I want you to ask for help out loud, even if your voice shakes, like no hinting, no implying, really full force asking. And I want you to cry to God in your language, not church language. Let him meet you in your rawness, not your script. I know when I'm in a room full of people at church, I'm not talking to God in my language, right? I'm not trying to offend anybody. We all know what happens when Brandon speaks her real language. But when it's me and him, he gets the raw me, and I feel that. I feel that he gets the truth of who I am. My emotions are so big that the words that can cover how I'm feeling are not words that anybody else would approve of. Oh my God, Brandon, you cuss when you pray? Miss Ma'am. When I mess up, I don't just tell God I mess up. Dear God, I fucked up because it's big and it's big feelings, absolutely. I talk to him in my language, not anybody else's. He wants us in our rawness. That is real. No performance. Be who the fuck you are. And nobody else is going to approve of that. And even if they did, it doesn't matter. Surrender is not going limp. It's saying, God, I'm not pretending anymore. Here I am. Bloody, brave, and honest. Do something with this. Do something with me. Out of desperation. That is my cray. Just fucking help me. Take this. Take this. It's heavy. Take this. Help me. And then start creating space for honesty in your spiritual life. Ask the questions that you were taught you weren't allowed to ask. Are we allowed to ask God, why does this still hurt? Absolutely. Ask God, were you there when that happened? Were you with me? You're going to get these answers. And you're really going to like the answers. I promise you that. He's not disappointed me yet. Even when it hurts, I'm very grateful, right? I feel that pain. I sit with it now. God, do you love me when I'm not strong? And the best question you can ask him is, what am I actually afraid to feel right now? And as much as I used to like to label this as rebellion, I feel like it's not anymore. I've realized that everything I labeled as rebellion is actually a relationship. Because if you're not honest with God, that's not intimacy. It's performance. You're putting on a mask. You may as well put on a big costume. You are not more holy for being less human. And Jesus never asked you to pretend. And I know, like, this was my biggest struggle as I kept thinking I'm so behind. Like last week and the week before, when I'm going through this healing, it's been about 3 weeks of it going through this process. And I just am like, I'm so behind. I'm so behind. I wasn't behind. I was literally just grieving in disguise. I'm going to tell you something. Once you let this out, you are going to be dangerous in the spirit again. You're going to be whole, unshaken, unmasked. When you grieve what was honest, you unlock what's next. So, right there, grief is a sacred transition. It is not a breakdown. This is a heartbreak that is on a holy level. These tears are the water your next level needs to grow. You've been scared to walk through that door of healing because you've been stuck. You've been angry. You've been numb. You're exhausted and you don't know why. I'm telling you right now, if you name that grief, it's going to give you that permission to finally let go and rise. And if you don't name it, you're going to keep numbing it. And numbing your pain is also numbing your power. However you numb it, you've just used truth to silence your humanity. Like you feel sad, you feel tired, you feel betrayed. I get that. We've shoved it down. We've confused submission with suppression. Instead of, processing trauma, we called it dying to self. Instead of confronting abuse, we call it turning the other cheek. Instead of grieving disappointment, we said, God must be closing the door. What we've really been doing is teaching ourselves to call that emotional suppression faithfulness. And our bodies are breaking down now, literally breaking down from carrying what our hearts never got to release. And what is the truth? Like, you're allowed to break, you're allowed to feel, you're allowed to bring every ugly, furious, messy ass feeling to the throne room and still be called holy. I told you Jesus wept. It's in the Bible he flipped tables. Do you not know the point where he cried out, "Why have you forsaken me?" Stop trying to outfaith your feelings. He is not asking you to fake it. He's asking you to bring it. Grief is not just about loss, it is about the becoming. We think grief is about death or endings, but most of the grief that you're carrying, it is the parts of you that you had to bury to survive. I was a little girl who never got to feel safe. I had dreams that I silenced because responsibility comes first. I never had a hand to guide me. It's been me and God, and I don't know if you guys know this, but like, he's there, but not the kind of there that like a set of parents would have been there, right? Like, he's not there for my kids, like I'm there for my kids. I grieve the little girl of me that didn't get the mom that I am to my kids. I grieve that. I grieve the dreams that I've passed by because I had to put out my light to make other people more comfortable. Grieve the version of you that had fire before life taught you to settle. Grieve the identity that should have been nurtured but was never allowed to breathe. This is the sacred recognition that something deserved more life than it got, not just people, but seasons, chances, expressions, possibilities. Grieve you. It's holy awareness. This is your spirit saying, I remember what this was supposed to be. It's not weakness. It's not complaining. It's your soul waking up to the truth that something beautiful didn't get to bloom. And until you let yourself grieve what wasn't, you're going to stay stuck in that cycle. You're going to keep self-sabotaging and you're going to keep shutting down. grief is becoming. When you finally say this hurt, when you finally say this was stolen, when you are finally showing out the version of you that never got to live, you're not just releasing the past, you're reclaiming your future. You're not just letting go, you're making room. You're not just crying over what was, you're literally activating who you're becoming. Grief is a rite of passage and it cracks open the false self so the real you can rise up. It strips away the illusions. We're not performing anyway. God can rebuild you on truth. You don't become new without letting something die. You don't rise without laying something down. And if Jesus had to weep before resurrection, so do you. Release what you were never meant to carry. Release that. This is going to be in my email as well. Release the weight of the things you're carrying. Brutal honesty. Release the weight of always being the strong one because you thought you had to earn love. You know, release the burden of carrying other people's happiness because you thought that your worth was in their approval. Release this, carrying the identity of the healed woman because you thought Jesus only loved you if you're winning. Get raw, crack the armor. And do the things, like literally close your eyes and say the things. God, I give you the false agreements I made out of survival. I break the contracts I signed with pain. I renounce the identity I wore to be safe and accepted and worthy. I let it die here. I don't need it anymore. You have to have this emotional divorce from everything that was never yours to hold. And you have to bring out who you really are. You have to declare this. And you have to put your hand on your chest. You have to feel your heartbeat and you got to say it out loud. This is who I really am. I am not the version who had to earn love. I am not the mask I wore for safety. I am not the broken story that trauma tried to write. I'm a child of the King. I am called. I am covered. I am chosen. My voice is holy. My emotions are safe. My grief is not weakness. It is the doorway to becoming. Sit in stillness. Let your body feel what it's like to be unburdened. Let your nervous system know this is my new normal now. I'm not going back. I'm not going back. Your tears are not weakness. They are evidence that something in you still believes in beauty. It still longs for justice and it still carries the blueprint of Eden in your bones. Your tears are anointed. Every single one holds a story of a version that refused to go numb. That didn't shut down, that didn't quit, that let the heartbreak wide open so God could rebuild you honest this time. Your rage is holy. It is not rebellion. It's your soul screaming, this isn't right, and it never was. It's not sin, it's discernment with fire. And when surrendered to God, your anger becomes a weapon of awakening. Your grief is proof that you've loved deeply. You cared, you tried, you dreamed, you showed up. And even though you didn't get what you deserved, you felt it anyway. That is not failure. That is evidence of your capacity and the truth of your potential and who you're meant to be. So stop apologizing for your sensitivity. Stop repenting for your emotions like they're a flaw. They are not the problem. You are not broken. You are becoming. And this time, you're not becoming what the world demanded. You're becoming who God knew you were. And I feel like deep down, you really know that's who you are as well. And before you go, I don't want you just to feel this and scroll on like nothing shifted. Okay, if today hit home, if your grief got named, if your anger feels holy and your tears make sense, you got to go deeper, okay? Share this and sign up for the fire, right? Get into brandonlinette.com, sign up for my emails because you're getting the downloads in my emails. You've got healing resources. You're going to get access to any programs I offer and you can order my books there too, okay? If you're ready to walk this out, not just binge listen and stay stuck, okay? I want you to go hit that link because you're not just healing for yourself. You are literally here to break cycles for your bloodline. Check out the links in my show notes. I do share a lot of my favorite things in there, things that I'm currently using that I can't live without. I am too, there's no way I'm going to put you guys through all that spiel. So just get nosy through the notes, but make sure you share this episode. Get your worksheets to work this out in my emails. Okay. Every episode this week has had a PDF. Make sure you share this with someone who's been dying to let it out, but never felt safe to say it. Okay. This episode is your permission slip. Live like you're free. Okay. I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.